It's time now on 3WC for another edition of The Trading Post, your opportunity to buy, sell, swap, trade, wheel, and deal. No businesses are allowed on The Trading Post, no home-based businesses, no pets for sale, only to give away, no vehicles, boats, land, homes, or any other titled items, no rental property. Call now to be on the program, 838-9992. You may fax 838-9040 or email tradingpost@1240 3wc.com. The lines are open now for The Trading Post, 838-9992. Well, it's Trading Post time. It's 6 minutes after nine on a Black Friday.
Now, you got anything you want to sell or buy or trade on this Black Friday? Maybe, I don't know what. Have you got any kind of TVs or computers?
No.
Or anything that you'd like to sell?
No. But if you want to put one on a Black Friday special, you can do it on the Trading Post and not even have to open up your doors to let people come in there and tromp through your house.
That's right. And I tell you what, you could really sell this morning if you had it and if you sell, like, say, a four-pound bag of chinkapins. Maybe you had several of those.
You could, 4 pounds.
A four-pound bag of chinkapins. Yeah.
How big would a four-pound bag of chinkapins be?
If they were still in that sticky hull thing, you wouldn't get all that many. But if you had already taken off that hull.
Oh, they'd be worth more if you had already taken it out of the
hull. I reckon they would, because that hull, I guess, is a good word to call it. Man, that's hard to get off. It'll stick your fingers. Sticky fingers.
What?
What's that song about sticky fingers?
I thought that was bony fingers.
Well, it is bony fingers, but there's something about
work your
about
fingers
sticker,
to the bone and all you get to bony fingers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go to the phone line and let's do something substantive here. Our program brought to you this morning by Bob's Pond, Specialty Outdoors, and Bell's Garbage. Good morning. You're number one.
Yeah, you're number one?
Yeah, no, you are.
yeah, you are.
I have to get blackberries on your face. It's hard to get off, too, ain't it?
Blackberries?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it'll stain them.
It'll stain on you.
Sure
it'll
will.
It'll stain after the wire off.
Yeah. Do you have one of those blackberry phones with the computer on it?
No, I don't have none like that. I ain't no young person no more.
Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm just on a regular cell phone. I still got that exercise. You know, it's got a fan to it. Exercise bike.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and this woman.
That's one of those bikes you can pedal and not go anywhere.
Yeah, I know. They just keep your legs warm.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that's right.
When I was at the hospital, this lady said she wanted to buy it and said she really wanted it. I ain't seen her since.
Well, she may be still in the hospital.
Yeah, she may be.
Oh, she works there, but she just, you know, ain't never got around to call me, you know.
Never got around to it.
Yeah, it's for sale, and then I got a two kids back to go get. I'm letting my old friend go for $10.
Okay.
All right.
And then I got a good walker who's there, and my number's 452-7108, and he can call anytime.
Okay. All right. If you decide to get on Facebook anytime soon, send me a friend request, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. That's number one. Good morning, number two.
Morning, sir. I still have my dining room suit, maple finish, early American. It's solid wood. Table with six chairs, China hutch and buffet. I was asking $700. I'll reduce it today for $6.
A Black Friday special.
Right. And I will split it up at 667-3014.
3014. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's number two. Good morning, number three.
Yeah, I've got a small set of bogs for sale.
Okay.
And my number is 973-3757.
3757. We'll see if we can help you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. That's number three. Good morning, number four.
Yes, I have a living room suit. It's a couch and a chair, and it's real nice. It's clean, and they're a matching pair, and I'll take $100 for them today.
All right.
And my number is 696-4385.
All right. Have a nice
day.
Thank you. That's number four. Good morning, caller five. All right, they didn't wait, so we can move on with other things. We have other fish.
Other fish to fry.
Yeah, we do, we got another line ringing, so let's say good morning to number five.
How you doing, John?
Good, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Getting any rain down that way?
Yeah, we've had a little bit this morning. I mean, nothing heavy, but enough to wet the ground a little bit.
Same up here, too. John, I still got that non-titled utility trailer. It's a tandem axle. It used to be a camper. but it measures 24 foot from the back to the front of the tongue. I take $200 for it.
That's about like Angela.
Yep.
She measures 24 feet from the back to the front of her tongue.
and 12 feet across the tongue.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I heard it said one time she went to the altar and she told Danny, her pastor, who's also her husband, said that she'd come to lay her tongue on the altar, and Danny said, "Honey, it's just 60 feet long. Get as much of it on there as you can." I'm sorry, buddy. Go right ahead.
All right, I got firewood for sale. Good seasoned out hardwood. $40 for a half-ton load, or $100 for a ton load.
Mm-hmm.
And I got dried apples for sale. $3 for a quart bag, and my number is 973-7386.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
That's number five. Good morning, number six.
Hey, John, still got that wood stove for sale. It's a Fisher two-door. I'll take $250 for the stove, pipe, damper, and all. 469-8157.
8157.
Right.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
That's number six. Good morning. Number seven.
Yeah, good morning. I've got a hobby horse and some surround sound speakers and a solid wood three-drawer desk at 696-4461.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's number seven. Good morning. Number eight.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. I've got two Western saddles for sale, and I've also got a children's John Deere tricycle tractor, and you can reach me at 469-9437.
9437. All right. Thank you very much. Good morning, Trading Post. You're number nine.
Morning, John. How are you and Tia?
Good. How you
Good.
Doing?
How you doing?
Doing all right, sir. I sort of had this image there of Angela coming out through there with an umbrella. This is a hit you would with.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. I'll tell you that. We've suffered worse.
I hear you, boy.
Yes, sir, buddy.
You know where the chicken pen's at now? I mean, wrong time of year, but you know. Ted, you know where the any on that now?
No, I don't. I don't know. You know, all those bushes have all about died out.
Yeah, my wife found some up on the parkway about 5 or 6 years ago, and they're up every year. Right close to Downton Park there, on the right-hand side of the road there. Well, them things, they're sharp, ain't they?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll hurt your fingers now.
But, and them holes are tough, but once you get them out, are they good, ain't they?
Yeah, they're good.
Boys, I want you to take up your time. Have a good turkey yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
That's good there. Main thing, good Thanksgiving.
That's right. It sure was.
Boys, I got a one-town channel, handheld Skinner. His new... I say new, I've had it a month now, but it's still, what you say, new. I got the charger and the cord, everything go with it. And you can program anything you want to in there. I got everything with Kenny, some other Kenny's too. And it reads out what it is talking and a number. And I take $115. That's a real good deal on that Skinner right there. I got scanner parts, both for base and handheld. Looking to buy a 200 channel base scanner. I take one in on the trade. Phone number 667-0337.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. That's number nine. Good morning, number 10.
Yeah, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'd like to put that side shell back on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got them three two sets, and they just like new. And I'll take them, sell them a good price there. I'll take $45 for all three sets.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them's a 91-piece set, and it's worth $30 itself.
Okay.
And my number's 696-6776.
696-6776.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. One more call, then a break. Good morning, number 11.
Okay, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And Black Friday thing I heard before, I think I'm going to, you know, do the same thing. So I'm going to knock another $5 off the camper top from the 1985 Toyota that I have to sale. Okay, so that would be $75. And the bench, the weight bench, in excellent shape. It was 60 mass, 55 for that.
Okay.
And the number is 973-7555.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
You too, John.
That's caller number 11 on the Trading Post today, brought to you in part by our friend, cousin-in-law Bob over at Bob's Pawn. the oldest, and I mean the oldest, pawn shop in town. If anybody knows the pawn business, it's our friend, cousin-in-law, Bob, over at Bob's Jewelry and Pawn. And let me tell you something. If you need some money, if you need money, Bob is taking pawns, and I mean he is paying out that money. If you don't understand, and I'm sure, Ted, there's some people listening to us this morning that don't understand how the pawn business works. They've seen pawn shops, but they've never fully understood how all that works. And here's how it does work. You take an item in there that you want to, quote, pawn. You give it to cousin-in-law Bob. He'll let you know how much money he'll give you on that item. He keeps the item. He gives you the cash. You bring it back in a certain amount of time. He'll give you the money back, or you give him the money back, and he'll give you your item back.
It's a very, very simple concept. Yeah. All it is that you're getting a loan, and you're using some type of item as security.
Collateral.
On your collateral. That type of trading has been around for hundreds of years, I guess.
Yeah, and if you don't want to go back and get the item, you just let it stay there, yeah, and Bob keeps it, and he'll sell it to somebody else.
After a certain time, he sells it to somebody else. That's why he has so many good deals over there. Plus the fact, you know, as you said, if you need some Christmas cash or something like that, or maybe you're just kind of in a rough patch and you need some money for a couple of weeks, that's the way it works. But why don't you go see him? Because I can tell you one Black Friday special that Bob will offer over there, and it won't cost you a penny.
Yeah, there you go. It's a free one.
It's free, and that's free advice and free counseling.
Be careful there. With whatever issue you want to bring up, if it's the deficit, if it's politics, if it's religion, I'd say Bob's got an opinion, and he hands them out for free.
He hands it out for free. It won't cost you a penny. It won't cost you a thing. And all those good items over there, that won't cost you much, because he's got all kinds of electronics. He's got cameras. He's got an 8-day clock. He's got watches and all that. 50% off of what it normally sells for anyway.
And they have been around as a pawn shop since I was born. 1969 is when they opened over there.
I remember when they opened. They opened on 10th Street, Bob did, and he was there for a long time. Then he moved out to his new quarters there on D Street.
Yep, and don't forget, they buy most anything of value for your pawns, guns, electronics, jewelry, all kind of musical instruments, electronics. And they are buying, I want to repeat that, they are buying gold while everybody else is, while everybody else is buying gold, Bob is selling gold jewelry and a lot to choose from.
They really have a lot to choose from, too. If you've got a Singer sewing or any kind of a sewing machine that needs some repair work, Bob can do that. Probably the only one that I know of anywhere now that still repairs sewing machines.
And vacuum cleaners.
And vacuum cleaners. He certainly does. So be sure and keep that in mind and get it fixed.
You can't beat the prices. They're all but giving the stuff away over there at Bob's Jewelry and Pawn. They're at 1200 West D Street. You want to talk to cousin-in-law Bob, 838-4835. You tell him that his cousin-in-law, Ted,
that's right,
sent you by.
That's right.
Good morning, Trading Post number 12.
Good morning. I'm still looking to pick up any old appliances working or not. If anybody has them, we'll get out of the way. And I'm still looking for any old scrap metal or aluminum. And the number is 452-1798.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's number 12. Good morning, number 13.
Good morning. I'm looking for pickup bed for 1980 through 1986 Ford pickup bed. Phone number 262-7954.
7954. Is that for a Ranger or a full size?
Full size F-150.
Okay, we'll see if we can help you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's number 13. Good morning, number 14.
Yes, good morning. I've got a tailgate for a Ford Ranger pickup. I think it'll fit 82 through 92. It's red, it's in good shape. I'll take no hardware with it. The handle's been taken out, and you have to transfer your handle and where you open it and stuff off of it. I'll take $20 for it today. And I've also got a good Dell desktop computer. It's internet ready. I'll take somewhere around $100 for it today. And I've got a Dell laptop computer that somewhere around $130 dollars for it.
Okay.
And my telephone number is, let me give you my cell phone, 336-957-1380.
All right. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's number 14. Good morning, number 15.
If anyone has either a 2,000-watt or a 3,000-watt generator they'd like to sell, call 667 667- 6673464 and leave word on my answering machine. I'll call back.
6673464.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. That's number 15. Good morning. Caller number 16.
Yes, sir. I was looking for a fuel pump, electric fuel pump for a 86 to 88 Nissan pickup, either four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive. I'll buy a tank and all if I have to.
All right.
I've got a transmission for a Z24 four-wheel drive pickup, high-speed, hit and transfer case for sale, and they can call me at 566-9829.
All right. We hope you have a good day.
You too, sir.
That's number 16. Good morning. Number 17.
Good morning, sir. I have a brand new pair of two-way radios made by Motorola. They got a 13-mile radius, and they're brand new. And I also have got a lot of Christmas items to set up in the house and a couple things that goes on outside. And a Christmas tree to give away. And
all right, what's also, your number? That's three items.
Okay. That's 670-3469.
3469. All righty. Thank you very much. That's number 17 on the Trading Post this morning.
All right. Someone asked for sale. One twin mattress and box springs on a rail with wheels, $35. One twin mattress, $10. And two end tables with three-way lamps for $40. 696-7296. And leave a message if nobody there. Someone has for sale one large box of size large women's clothes and one large box of size extra large women's clothes.
Number?
No number. See if you see it. Maybe I'm overlooking it.
No. I mean, I've got an email, but I don't know if they want us to give that out or
I'm
not.
I'm a little hesitant about doing that.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that in file 13. So if you sent that in to us, resend that and put a phone number on it.
That's right.
Exactly. One call, then a break. Good morning, number 18.
Yeah, I got some firewood for sale, and I got a home lock chainsaw, and my number is 957-1219.
All right. Thank you very much. Our Trading Post today brought to you in part by Bell's Garbage Service, a local hometown garbage service that's been serving Wilkes County for over 37 years. It's Bell's Garbage Service. Bell's has stayed in business by doing some very simple things. Dependable, reasonably priced services with no contracts. That's right, no contracts for residential customers. Bell's Garbage Service, offering you two choices of dumpsters, a side loader or a front end loader, plus discounts available to qualifying senior citizens. Bell's Garbage Service and BGS Container Service, 838-9975. Your dependable hometown garbage service. And the Trading Post today also brought to you in part by your friends at Specialty Outdoors. We'll be talking about them coming up after we talk to caller number 19. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. Are you?
Yeah. I'm doing good. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Sure did, my friend. How about
sure
you?
Sure did.
That's good. I'm looking to buy old batteries and air conditioners. They're no good. Don't work. I'm looking to haul any kind of junk scrap metal off anyone wants to get rid of. And I'm looking for a Carolina West phone. One that uses a memory card and has Bluetooth. Anybody got one, please give me a call at 452-7670. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. That's number 19. Good morning, number 20.
Good morning. I got a four-wheeler I want to put on.
Okay, go right ahead.
I got a four-wheeler I want to put on.
Okay.
In the work, and some push mowers.
All right. You go right ahead. We're waiting on you, okay?
I got a four-wheeler in the work. And some push mowers.
Okay, we got that part. What's your phone number?
973-2792.
All right, have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's number 20 on the Trading Post this morning, brought to you in part by Specialty Outdoors. If you need any kind of feed, some feed for the horse, the cow, the chicken, the hog, the rabbit, the cat, the dog. They have all kind of animal food up there at Specialty Outdoors. But, of course, everybody knows we are right in the heat of deer season. And now is the time to go by Specialty Outdoors. to save yourself some money on some items that you're going to need to attract the deer. Now, if you're like me and like most people who, well, not like me because I'm not a deer hunter, but for those who are deer hunters, most of the time people don't just go walking through the woods looking for a deer. They bait those deer, and then they go sit in their stand and wait for those deer to come and eat, and then pew, they shoot them.
They do.
There goes Bambi.
That's right. That's, well, that's just, but anyway, back to the subject at hand, you can get.
Did I make you melancholy, Dad?
Yeah, you did. You
the nothing, but, just see, shoot that thing and make some deer jerky out of it.
And then you mentioned a moment ago about rabbit feed, and you know, my grandson was telling me the other day that his classroom, his teacher had a little rabbit that she'd had for a good while as a pet rabbit that she used as part of the teaching process. And unfortunately, that little rabbit got cancer and it died.
Rabbit cancer?
Yes. And he was, never heard he tell was upset. Us the teacher was upset. The class was upset. And that little rabbit died. But anyway, they've got rabbit feed up there.
Yeah, for live rabbits, they do. Especially outdoors, they can't help this rabbit, but they'll help the other ones. Deer corn up there, $6.99 for a 50-pound bag. Deer apples, $5.50 a bushel bag. And then the trophy buck deer feed, $7.99 for a 50-pound bag.
That's exactly.
Are you still okay? Are you doing a funeral?
I'm still worrying about that little rabbit for some reason or other. And did you mention the fact that you could get horse feed and cow feed, chicken feed, hog feed, rabbit feed, cat feed?
About 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Did you? Okay. Well, I was thinking about that little rabbit that died. I'm still concerned about that little rabbit. And now all those little kids, how they missed that.
Well, it's sad.
It's sad.
I used to catch them in a rabbit gun, but we didn't.
Did you kill them and eat them?
Yeah.
With a stick and wrap it around the back of their neck or what? Shh,
don't tell how we know. Either that or shoot them with a shotgun.
And you know what? People don't rabbit hunt much anymore. They just don't rabbit hunt.
And people used to hunt them to eat. I have no problem with that. I don't think you ought to just go kill anything just to leave it laying.
Oh, I don't either. Absolutely not.
Anyway, going up to Specialty Outdoors, they'll be glad to tell you about all the good specials they've got.
Did you tell them where they're located?
Well, I'm fixing to. Go ahead.
No, you
tell them.
No.
You act like you know more than anybody else.
I don't know. No, I do not. But I just want to make sure you didn't leave them hanging out there. They'd be wondering where in the world is Specialty Outdoors.
Go right ahead.
It's at 769 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro, and you can call them at 838-8400.
You just go beyond the Bird Ridge Road, up Highway 18 North, turn to the left to find Specialty Outdoors. Good morning, Trading Post. You're on the air and calling number 21.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got a set of golf clubs, a Ben Hogan, a 3-iron through the pitching wedge, and then I have the giveaway weight bench, and then an exercise machine. It's a band and tie isolator, and my number is
838-3484.
838-3484. Yes, sir.
Thank All right,
you.
Buddy. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
That's number 21. Good morning, number
22. Yeah, hello. How you doing, Dave?
Good. Hope you are.
Yeah, well, I hope you're having that a good holiday.
Sure did. Hope you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did, too. I'm going to make some weight.
Yeah, me too.
I think got in Paul and Will. They were 15. They were 1-8 and 5-15, and they just fired love boat. Now, and they put a toy over them.
Okay.
And I still got in wheel and by being him, they were five love boat now, and they were 1-8-5-15, 1-8-5-15.
Okay.
Oh, my number is 452-2.
7662.
Yeah, and they might have dog pee-pee too.
Okay, we'll see if we can help you.
All right, old boy. Yeah, good day.
You too. That's number 22. Good morning, number 23.
Yes, I have a Charles Antique rocking chair.
Wait a minute. Why in the world is 838-8479 not at the Black Friday sales?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, I don't go to that.
You didn't get up at 3:30 this morning?
No, I sure didn't.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know, but 3:30 comes but once a day, do you?
I know.
Okay, I'm sorry. You go right ahead.
I have a Charles Antique rocking chair in great condition. I have a matching couch and chair in good condition, and I have a lot of Christmas decorations.
Okay. 838-8479.
Uh-huh.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Uh-huh. That's number 23. One more call, then we got to go. Good morning, number 24.
Good morning. I've got still got that Massey Ferguson 35 farm tractor trying to sell. It's a good little old tractor. Make somebody a good tractor to use around the farm.
Okay.
And everything working good on it. And I've got a set of ATV tires. They're rear tires for an ATV. They're a Striker brand. They're 23 by 11 by 9s. They got, like, new thread on them, good thread. And also I've got parts for a 88 through a 91 Toyota Camry.
All right, what's your name?
Need a hood or a fender or something. 973-8692.
All right, have a good day, my friend. That's number 24, and that's going to have to do it for the Trading Post for today. We do appreciate all the calls so very much, and don't forget, you can join us again, or Grady Johnson will be here tomorrow
Grady,
morning.
Grady, yes, the man will be here tomorrow morning at 9:05 till 9:30, and he'll be taking your calls and for you to buy, sell, swap, trade, wheel and deal, whatever
yes.
you want to do.
He sure will.
And I hope to see you on Sunday evening
at
6 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to hope everybody will come out to Edgewood Sunday night. It's our last concert
That's
of the year.
That's the last one of the year.
Mm-hmm. The Wishons will be there in concert at Edgewood. I'll be out of Mountain View Sunday morning, but at Edgewood Sunday evening.
That's right, and that'll wind up the tour, the touring.
The tour, yeah.
For the year.
Our
your
tour,
your tour mm-hmm. will be over with for 2010.
Our tour
but,
of duty.
We do hope that everybody will come out and be with us beginning at 6 o'clock at Edgewood Baptist
and
Church.
And good refreshments afterwards.
Good.
Chicken stew.
Yeah, and all kinds of goodies now. I'm telling you, we're going to have some food now.
I mean, they know how to put on a spread out there
they
at Edgewood,
do.
So
they
come
do.
Hungry.
Really good cooks, and we'll be looking forward to that.
Not just finger food.
No.
Unless
more.
You eat chicken stew with your fingers.
That's right.
So hard
that's
to
right.
Do.
That's right. And all kinds of good food to wind it up with. And, of course, beginning at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. We hope folks will come out and see the Wishons. They do a great job, and you will enjoy their concert.
Well, thank you very much. How about some Good Friday advice?
You know, I can do that, and that is be good Saturday, go to church Sunday, and we'll see you Monday.
Bye-bye, y'all.